This is Sky Sports Radio, giving you all your racing entertainment in 2015.
And they're racing.
Racing HQ and Tab Trackside daily at 10. Racing HQ is your leader for racing news leading up to the world-famous Sydney Autumn Carnival, including the championship.
Sacred Falls coming at it at the 100. Sacred Falls drives through from Royal Descent. Sacred Falls is in front and will join some of the greats.
Interviews, tips and opinions with Andrew Bensley on Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Friday's edition of Racing HQ with the latest in racing up till 10 o'clock. And then, of course, it's Tab Sports Talk with the latest with Sean and with Nick Quinn this morning, giving you the latest in sports. Right now, though, we're going to look at today's racing at Gosford. We'll also look at racing in Victoria. Tomorrow, we're, of course, out at Randwick again. And looking forward to having a chat with Andrew Seabrook this morning. We held this over from yesterday from New Zealand because they've got the big Karaka sales coming up. As we spoke with Roger James yesterday, he was out and about looking at yearlings. They've got a big sale coming up on January 26 and 27. That'll be followed by the select sale on 28, 29 and 30. So we'll talk more about that on the program. Let's go to Gosford and get the latest with the track conditions with the CEO, James Heddo. Morning to you, James.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. Looking forward to another sort of semi-twilight with the first at 2:13 today.
That's right. It's the last meeting of our summer season. We've really had a tremendous couple of months here through December and January, but today's our last Friday twilight. It's a good four track and the weather's fine.
Righto, sounds pretty good then. And I've tweeted a photo, the rail back into the true, I note today.
Yeah, rail true, and the track's really performed well over the summer. We're really pleased with it, and we'll have a little break now for 5 weeks till our next meeting on the Saturday, the 21st of February.
Everything in order. Good for rail true and some fine weather for the Gosford meeting. And a lot of attention on Gosford since last Friday. A lot of Ron Duffacy really started it last Saturday morning on HQ Saturday, thinking that Gosford should have a standalone meeting. Have you had any discussion this week with, say, Peter Volantis from Racing New South Wales?
Yes, Andrew. I've been in contact with Peter and we've agreed to meet sometime in the next couple of weeks to discuss that issue and to see if we can get a standalone Saturday meeting for that Gosford Cup meeting. I think Racing New South Wales recognises the commitment we've made to improve our customer facilities since our last application. And as we've discussed, you know, we've spent $4.8 million here upgrading all of the facilities, in particular the members' areas, and it really operated well through the summer period. It was a bit of a test, but came through with flying colours. So I think for our customers and for people that will attend, there wouldn't be many better courses across New South Wales outside of the metropolitan area. So hopefully that brings us one step closer, and I look forward to those discussions with Peter sometime in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, and with that, the main push at the moment seems to be a standalone meeting. Is that something that the club has heavily discussed?
Yeah, look, we have, and it's been a goal for a couple of years. We moved the three big races, the Cup, the Bell of the Turf and the Takeover Target Stakes, onto the one day 3 years ago now. And the aim was to start looking at creating a day that was worthy of a standalone Saturday meeting.
Yeah.
So with the help of Racing New South Wales and the Australian Patent Committee, we moved all those races. They were on three separate days, but we were able to move them all onto the one day. We identified the summer as a period of time that would really suit Gosford and the Central Coast with the population really bulges with holiday makers at that time of year. So we saw an opportunity. We thought that the Magic Millions Day was a day that could possibly not interrupt the metropolitan racing too much with the focus on the Gold Coast and the Magic Millions, and with the metropolitan meeting that day possibly being one that could be taken to a regional area. That's a day we identified, and we understand it doesn't just happen overnight, but you know, we've worked hard over the last couple of years, and hopefully, like I said, with the improvements we've made to our customer facilities and with the racing we now offer, on that day, hopefully we're just that little bit closer to achieving our goal.
Well, let's hope so. As Ron spelled out, it's going to be a very busy time. The way that New Year falls next year, just the way that it needs to be worked out, let's hope it can as a positive for your club. We're there today. We're on a good four, tracking A1 order and the rail true for the last of the big summer carnival meetings, and we urge people there on the Central Coast to get along and enjoy it. Thanks a lot, James.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
James Heddo, the CEO at Gosford. Let's have a look at some horses running there today, starting with Bjorn Baker. Morning to you, Bjorn.
Morning, Andrew.
You're getting back to New Zealand for the Karaka sale?
Yeah, I am indeed. I'll get over there. I don't know how active I'll be. I'm liking these fast Australian breeds. They're my preference at the moment.
Well, you were there at the sales and everything like that. You've got a couple there today, particularly this one in the first race, Rose of Warham, who has obviously been up and about through last year, and you've had a satisfying trial, I would presume, at Warwick Farm there a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, she's going well. She's a nice filly. She's a half to a very good horse, Warham, hence her name.
Yep.
She's got... Oh, I guess both my horses today have James McDonald on. That's a big bonus. She's shown us ability, so I think she's a decent chance in what looks a pretty reasonable maiden race.
Yeah, it does. Has she pleased you in these last couple of trials?
Yeah, she has. And she trialled prior to that. James McDonald actually won on her well the last time she was in, so... He likes her. I think that's a positive going into the race.
Yeah, he does. He won on her back in late September. Has she just taken a little bit of time, Bjorn?
Yeah, she has. She's always been a sort of immature type of a filly, and she's still going to develop further. So I think whatever she does today, she will improve on it, and she'll get better from prep to prep.
What about the other one, No More Emotions, who has had the one run back at Newcastle on Boxing Day, and since then you've trialled this particular three-year-old preparing for this?
Yes, and he went really well first up. He didn't have a trial or anything. We used it as a bit of a trial, and I think he'll be a lot better come today. He's drawn well, McDonald on, and what looks a very winnable race. So I think he's definitely the better of my two today. I'm a part owner, so I'm hoping he can deliver.
Yes, no, exactly. I note that. Got back a little bit at Newcastle. You've drawn okay today. Could we see No More Emotions a little bit closer or not?
Definitely look to be a little bit more positive. He's had the run under his belt. He's had a trial, as you mentioned, and I think if we can put him in the firing line there somewhere, he'll be strong at the finish.
Okay, so they're the two for you today. Tomorrow, I see Barbero going around again. 1,600 metres, you've again taken that claim for Brodie Loy.
Yeah, he's in super form, and Brodie's been getting on really well with him. He's been a great horse to have in the stable for the last couple of seasons, and he's going as well as ever. This is the toughest race he's probably been in, and I think he's a genuine each-way chance. He's going well.
1-2 from three over the mile in the past, but it's been a fair while since Barbero's been at the mile.
Yeah, it is indeed. I think the last time he might have come fourth, which was a good run too from memory. I think the mile at Randwick's probably a little bit of a question mark. It can race tough, but he's going better than ever, so really looking forward to him going around. He's been a little bit elusive and tough to catch in the past, but he's racing more consistent than ever.
And what about Fueza, the four-year-old, going around in the race after that tomorrow, race 7?
Well, his best run ever was at the mile at Randwick.
Yeah.
And if he can replicate that, he's got to be a chance, but I doubt he can.
Okay. He's just lost his form a little bit or not? You've drawn bad tomorrow too, haven't you,
He's he's won a race this time in. He's been placed in the city. It's probably a little bit rich for him on Saturday, but we'll have a throw of the dice. He's probably looking just about for the spelling paddock.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens.
Okay. All right, good luck today, mate, with those couple in the early races at Gosford.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Bjorn. Bjorn Baker joining us there. David Van Dyke's heading to Gosford with an interesting runner today as well. Morning to you, Dave.
Morning, Andrew.
How you been?
Yeah, good, thanks.
I saw you on our Sky Racing coverage from the sales at the Gold Coast. Did you get away with one or two there?
Yes, we came away with five, and they're all lovely types, and we think we've got a few bargains amongst them too. We would have been willing to go a little bit more than we did. So, it was a really good sale for us. We ended up getting eight all up.
Oh, that's good. Terrific. Terrific. Happy Fridays. Third up here in the last race today. This looks a pretty competitive race, doesn't it?
Yes. Look, we were contemplating going around yesterday at Canterbury, Wednesday at Canterbury, but we decided after drawing poorly there, we'd have a shy at the stumps today, and I think we've pulled the right rein. It looks like a good race for her. I think there's a little bit of pace inside her. I think she should get across, and she shouldn't be far off the one out, one back, and it just looks, very suitable.
The way that she's been sort of racing her last couple of runs, it just seems to me that she's warming up to something.
Yeah, she put in a very good first up run, and she drew badly and jumped poorly and ended up being used up in the early stages and went around, and she was still there at the finish. She was quite strong to the line, which was pleasing to see. And then a second up run, she ran fair. She didn't get beat far, and in hindsight, maybe her first up run just took a bit out of her, and she was a touch flat second up. But she's come ahead nicely, and she's got 3 weeks between runs, and she sort of let us down a bit last preparation, but preparation before that, she looked like playing anything. And judging by two runs this prep, I think that she should be very hard to beat today.
That's good. That's Happy Friday in the last. That is your lone runner there today, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Yep. Arabian Gold, how's she ticking over?
Yeah, she's never been better. She's certainly developed with her break, and she did have the opportunity of a good 8 weeks out. And she's around the 520 kilo mark, and she was at about 500 at the same stage last preparation. So she's a stronger mare, and I think that we'll see improved performances off of this campaign, which is exciting because, she's been winning and competitive at Group 2 level, and of course ran second at Group 1 level over 2,400, which isn't really a trip, but the mission's there now to try and get a Group 1 with her, and I'm confident that we'll be able to do that.
You got to remind me too, you had a nice winner yesterday at Muswellbrook early on in the day?
Yes, we started off with a winner, San Francisco. She races quite fierce. She's a full sister to Goldstone, and she's still learning her craft, and that was only her second start. Yeah. So it was encouraging to see her get a victory when we know there's plenty of upside there.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Good on you, Dave. I hope Happy Friday runs well for you in the last today.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you. Greg Lee now joins us from the Lee Stable with a couple there today at Gosford. Morning to you, Greg.
Sure, how are you?
Very well indeed. You're confident every time we get you on here, which is not a lot, but every time we get you on, you sort of got a couple of sneaky chances.
There's a couple of chances there. One in the last card, Joey's got a great chance. He's an honest horse.
Yeah, very honest. And look, all the runs, the four runs this preparation have all been around the mark, haven't they?
They have. He's just come of age, really. I think he's a city class horse, but he's just got to work his way through it.
How do you see today, then? The awkward draw can make it a bit tough?
He's got plenty of speed.
Yep. So you'll roll forward?
Yeah, he'll be up in the first three.
Yep. Okay, so roll forward and see what happens. But certainly Adrian Late knows the horse. I watched the replay of his run at Gosford back in October, and Adrian rode on that occasion, sat just off the pace and really fought on.
Yeah, no, he's actually, you'll find that he'll run a mile later, this horse. He'll be all right. He's just come of age, and this will be his prep where he'll start to show up.
Okay, so you expect to roll forward and try and get into a seat without doing too much work.
Yeah, he'll be there. I'd say he'll be hard. It will take a pretty good horse to beat him.
All right, well, that's a good push for last card, Joe, in race two. Race two, number one, Wild Eyes across, what is it, race number four, drawn inside today, Greg?
Yeah, he's always an honest horse. He needs about 5 miles.
He just keeps going around?
Yeah, it's never far enough for him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's more effective on a little bit of a rain-affected track too.
Okay, which you're probably not going to get today.
No, you're not, but he always runs an honest race. He's always thereabouts. He's won prize money without even winning a race.
Miss Ainslie's the one that I wanted to have a chat about, although you've given us a good mention for last card, Joe. I loved its last run at Gosford. It reads fourth, but you only got beaten a length.
Yeah, and on that day, you would have expected the speed to be a little bit up in front where they crawled early and sprinted home, which made it very hard for her to make a lot of ground, which she did, but she's an honest, very honest filly.
Brody Lloyd gets a nice little claim here today, so there's a few pluses here you'd feel with a mare that's starting to sort of show you a little bit.
Yeah, he's riding well, the boy. I think he's a top-class apprentice, and all he needs is a bit of luck. Actually, it's the best gate she's ever drawn. She's always drawn out in 13, 14, never drawn a gate.
Yep, so we can see her forward sort of a little bit too.
Yeah, she'll be just behind the speed somewhere there. She should be finishing off well.
Okay, what's your best hope today, Greg?
I think those two would be the best each way. I think they'll both be on their game.
All right, so that's last card, Joe, in race two, and Miss Ainslie for Brody Loy, who's drawn really well in the last number nine. Good luck to you, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you. Greg Lee joining us there from the stables out at Randwick. Rick Worthington joins us. Morning to you, Rick.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. Now, remind our listeners, you're up at the Magic Millions and you stepped up and put your head out, and you continue to put your head out on a yearling that you must have liked.
Yeah, look, I was very happy with that filly. She's a great type. I mean, obviously, everyone knows you can't just train a pedigree page. You've got to have an athlete, and she's certainly an athlete. And the added bonus is she does have the pedigree page, and you would expect once she's finished her race career that she'll have a fairly prosperous life in the breeding barn as well.
Now, you paid $720,000. What was the breeding again, Rick?
Yeah, she's by Redoubt's choice, out of a mare called Flavoured. It's an interesting family, really, because I know that she was in the Magic Millions sale, and the initial thing is come back for the race or try and come back for the race. I sort of think that she's going to be a better chance as an autumn 2-year-old, her physical attributes and her pedigree would suggest that, she'd train on and get over a little bit more ground as well. But look, at the end of the day, we can speculate a lot about that. As you know, they tell you, the horses will tell you, and once she's gone through the educational process, she'll put her hand up and let us know where she's at. But I would suspect, though, you'd expect a filly like that to be trialing sometime in the spring, whether it's early or late, it'll depend on her, and then winning a race before Christmas, and it'll allow her to have a little break and be in a position to do something in the autumn if she's ready.
Well, the dream is there for the connections of the horse and you, Rick, putting your head out and paying $720 for a filly. You need to have guts and determination. And Daintree Boys, that horse today there at Gosford, going around in race six, coming off that, well, leading all the way at Canberra and being so dominant.
Yeah, well, it was a good win at Canberra. And I was asked, after the win, was that a surprise? And, it certainly wasn't a surprise. I mean, his previous start a couple of reasons, but his previous start, he actually choked down.
Right.
You just got to put a line through that with their form. I mean, I know we're all guilty of possibly, you know, making excuses for things at times when we shouldn't or don't need to. But, you know, definitely had to put a line through that. And he stepped up at Canberra. I know today's not Canberra. Today's Gosford, and he's up in class. He's, I mean, he's gone up in the ratings as well, of course. So yep. He's got to step up again. He's drawn a little awkwardly, but the horse as well. And you know, Christian, that'll be his job to make his way across in a manner that's going to suit the horse and his breeding pattern. So it's a matter of a bit of luck from the barrier and, you know, expecting the horse to run a nice race in what is definitely a tougher event than his last start.
And just finally, Rick, the horse ran at 11.50. You mentioned that Cessnock when it choked down, but what do you think of 1100 at this time of Daintree Boy's career?
I'm not concerned about that because, you know, 1200 would be okay as well. He's, if you have a look at his pattern, I mean, I know he's got good gauge speed, but he's a horse that he doesn't just go bang and put himself there in an instant. He's a horse that needs to gather momentum to get himself there. So, I mean, 1100 doesn't concern me as 1200 wouldn't. It'd be more the way, you know, the first sort of two furlongs of the race pans out. That's probably going to
be the
dictate the whether the 1100 or 1000 or 1200 would be suitable. It's more the horse getting into a rhythm and as I say, the key with this fellow is because he over accentuates things, is he just doesn't need to be bustled.
No. Okay. Well, let's hope that Christian Reith can weave some magic on Daintree Boy because the horse was very impressive. A Bob's horse running in race 6 today at Gosford. Good on you, Rick. Good luck.
Thank you. All the best.
Good on you, mate. Rick Worthington, David Pfeiffer, as we look at this big twilight program at Gosford today. Morning to you, Dave.
Good morning, Andrew.
Hello, Dave. How are you, mate? You've got a couple there today and a couple in tomorrow. Noble Scorn here lines up in race 4 at the 2100 off that run at Nowra.
Yeah, he's a horse that's slowly coming to his age and starting to admire this this long staying trip. You know, he's been racing well and consistent and, you know, I thought it was a good solid run at Nowra. We're probably up a little bit in grade coming to Gosford, but still class one horses. They're all at the same level to an extent. And, you know, the shape of the track should suit this horse's racing pattern.
The last three runs, he's been a leader and he won one of those at Newcastle. Do you prefer him leading or is he a horse that you feel from today's barrier, Christian Reith might be able to just take a little bit of a sit?
Look, the horse that's probably still learned how to settle properly and, you know, and when he gets into a good rhythm, whether it's in front or he's taking a sit, as long as he jumps, he's rolling, he's flowing in good rhythm and his breathing's right to run at the trip, you know, I'm happy wherever he sits. And I suppose in that regard, I'm happy to leave it in Christian's hands.
Well, you know, he's a solid jock and these jockeys, the good ones really sum it up quickly, don't they, the pace in the race?
Yeah, that's right. And I think the way this horse can carry himself and his racing pattern, I think he'll suit Christian Reith the treat today.
Is that the lone one today? I'm just going through them here. I've got plenty of circles.
Yeah, just the one at Gosford today.
You got one tomorrow that's in red hot form, though, in the 7th at Randwick, Diamond Rocker.
Yeah, no, he's going good, Diamond Rocker. He's only been with my stable for 4 runs now and 3 of them have been winners. So hoping to keep that trot going. He's obviously going up in grade again and up in distance, but sometimes you'll find out where they're standby by making them step up to the plate.
Yeah, exactly. And do you feel the horse has made a progression again this Fastnet Rock since New Year's Day?
The horse looks great and he's doing his work good, but he doesn't give you what you want to see in track work. He's a horse that I think just leaves it all there for game day and puts it all out there, tries hard and you know, wants to be a racehorse, but come around the stable time, he's like an old soldier. He just does what he has to do.
Yeah, understand. There's a few of those around, but I guess the main thing is if they can save it for race day and show it to you.
Exactly right. So yeah. If he can do his last couple of runs, he should give them a bit of a shake tomorrow.
Yeah, let's hope so. Good on you, Dave. Good luck with Noble Scorn this afternoon at Gosford.
Thanks very much, Andrew. See you later.
Good on you, mate. Grant Allard joining us now with a couple of hopes on his local track there. Morning to you, Grant.
Good morning, Andrew.
Grant, you got a couple in there today, starting with Raton in race number four, a horse that it's been on your home track there a couple of times. How do you see it today getting to 2,100?
Well, the 2,100 is going to be the question, but he's given every indication that he's going to want a trip. And as a home track advantage, we'll see how he goes.
How do you feel he's training on for this? I guess as you've been progressing along with distances, but he's going to have to be pretty rock hard fit here.
Well, that's right. He's done everything right. As I said, we stepped him up gradually from each time. His last run the other day was very, very good. He's still a horse that's learning and he's still got a long way to go. It's a matter of just getting him right mentally more than anything. I think his fitness is where I want him, but it would have been nice to have a mile maiden, but programming just restricts us a little bit. But it's as good as I can get him to run the race out today. And I think we got Blake Shin on. You couldn't ask for better than that, especially over a staying journey. He's the man that rides a lot of winners over that. He's won a Melbourne Cup, but hopefully he plays a huge part in it.
The other one, Mr. Entertainer, you had the option of running in the last race, but you've decided to scratch there as an emergency and run in the previous race, this benchmark 65 today.
Well, that's right. In all honesty, I'll probably lead him maybe towards the 12th, but you think you get some advantage on your home track, but when they give you a barrier 18 out of 18, they give you the visitor's score. Yes. I don't know what happened there. So we go from the barrier 4, and as I said, Barry Loy was able to take the ride in the 1,100-metre race he rode the other day. He got a feel of him, and hopefully that could come, playing our advantage. But I expect him to run forward. He's a nice horse, Mr. Entertainer.
I was going to say, he's run the other day at Warwick Farm. Gee, he made some ground up.
He probably got back a fraction too far, over the 1,000-metre race. He never had a trial or anything leading him up to that, so he hit the line very aggressively. You go back to his late two-year-old season, he was running second to Bull Point and Windjammer at Rose Hill and Randwick, and he probably should beat Windjammer, but he went off the ball a bit his last preparation, but we had decided to geld him, and geez, that's made a huge difference to him. Like, his other run the other day to come from where he was, hit the line the way he did, beat the margin, was great. If he brings that form to the races today, like, he's very competitive. He's better than the 65 class. I'd just like to see him put a couple of runs together now.
Yeah, you'd just like to see it there. As you say, the Warwick Farm run was good. Let's cross the fingers. Good luck to you, Grant.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, mate. Grant Allard with a couple of runners there today at Gosford.